Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Mike Hill, the president of baseball operations for the Miami Marlins. Happy Friday to you, Mike. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. Good morning to you. Happy Friday as well.
Back at you, Mike. Hey, Mike, let's get right into all the good stuff, man. As you know, and you've been at the top there, nobody likes to hear, fans don't like to hear about top prospects and this draft pick's going to be good in 3 or 4 years. You know, it's like, we want it now. But all of a sudden, some of these top prospects have turned in one of the best young pitching staffs. And Mike, honestly, whether we're talking about Sixto Sanchez, who's pitching tonight, or Lopez, or Alcantara, or Hernandez, or even Trevor Rogers lately, have you been surprised on how good these guys have been overall starting pitchers?
You know, Joe, when you're talking about starting pitching, the you know, evaluation is pretty pure. You know, you get to see the size, you get to see their ability, you see how they leverage the ball. And, you know, the only thing is that's the unknown is really how they handle the pressure of the big league. Mm-hmm. But with all of these guys, I mean, that was a big reason why we were so excited as we reported to Jupiter back in February, because we knew that all of those guys were at our upper levels. We knew that, you know, Sandy Alcantara was establishing himself as a frontline major league starter. We felt like Pablo Lopez was about to take that next step. We just really were excited about where we were as an organization, because we really felt like it was time for these guys to turn the corner. And I think the fans of South Florida are seeing that this year.
Sixto Sanchez. Wow. What a nice story. I didn't know if you guys felt he was ready or not, though, to come up, and if you guys wanted to keep him down. But obviously the minor league has changed a lot with what's going on with COVID-19. Has he surprised you a little bit, though, how mature he's been with the amount of strikeouts to walks and the ERA and everything else?
No, he is you talk about using patience and it really has been a testament just to our development system, our medical staff. It's a special arm. And from the day we acquired him, we knew it was a special arm, but we knew we had to be patient because there was some delivery cleanup that we needed to do. There was some buildup that he needed because there just hadn't been a lot of innings put on his arm. And so we had to use extreme caution as we developed him. And, you know, when you see him throw once, you're like, wow, I want this guy now. He can help us now. He can help us win now. But we really had to build him the right way so that he could help us over an extended amount of time. And that was really the challenge. You know, everyone was asking for him. Where is he? Where is he? When are we going to see him? When are we going to see him? Because you watch one bullpen and it was electric. I mean, everything he does is electric. And he's always been a strike thrower, and it's always been three above average pitches. But if those other things aren't in place, you're not going to get the full effect of Sixto Sanchez. And so, you know, for us to show that discipline and really do what was right for him as the player, I think we're seeing those dividends pay off right now.
Mike, there's some seasons where you're, you know, 12, 15 games left of the season. You're already thinking about next year. You got 12 left in this one. You're sitting there in fifth overall in the National League.
your plan worked perfect, exactly what you thought would happen, right? You're right exactly where you would be before this, you know, shortened season started. Are you able to smile a little bit more now where you guys are? Because I know some seasons are tough, but you're right there in the mix right now.
No, we're definitely in the mix, and I don't think anybody's going to exhale or smile and until we know our ticket's been punched and we're playing in the postseason and we're the last team standing. You know, as we came into this 2020 season, we realized where we were with everything, you know, with COVID and where we stood as an organization. But, you know, when you have good starting pitching and you have starting pitching depth, you know that you have an opportunity. And as we started on July 24th, you know, we were tied for first. And that was the message that, you know, we spoke throughout the organization. Any other year, if we're tied for first July 24th, we're ecstatic. And, you know, we were able to hit the ground running after a lot of adversity. And I think the only way you do that is to have, you know, just a quality group of guys that have really come together, support each other, and on a daily basis go out there with the objective of winning a baseball game.
Mike, how perfect was the trade, Starling Marte? Unbelievable. I had no idea what he had left, and so I think he had a game-winning home run the first game you guys had him. But he is – how good a pickup has that been for this team so far?
We really felt like he was the biggest difference maker available on the marketplace. You know, we can see our pitching every day, and for the most part, you know, they're going to go out and they're going to give you a chance to win because they're all quality young pitchers. Offensively, we were a little inconsistent because we've tried to do something that is pretty remarkable and to win and develop at the same time at the major league level. And when you're depending on young players who are adjusting to the major leagues, adjusting to major league pitching, you're going to be inconsistent. And we really felt like for us to continue to grow, we needed a stabilizer. We needed someone who could sort of lengthen the lineup, give us those professional at-bats, you know, at the top of the lineup. And when we felt like we could acquire Marte, that's when we really got excited because you could start to put the whole puzzle together, knowing that you could put him right in the middle of things and he would lengthen your lineup, stabilize things, take some pressure off of your young guys. And, you know, he hit the ground running, hit a game winning home run his first game, and has truly been everything we could ask thus far.
He looks like it on TV. All those things you just said every night. That's exactly what my TV tells me. Hey, I get asked this a lot, Mike. You help me at the front office. We don't talk about it much. How involved has Jeter been with you on, hey, we want to do this, we want to do that? What do you think about bringing this guy up? Does he want to be really involved in all that stuff too or not?
He's a part of everything. You know, obviously, but any decisions that we make, they run through him. So we get an opportunity to talk about everything. You know, he knows exactly where we are with our system and our players and who's close, and obviously he knows a thing or two about winning championships. So that's an opinion I always make sure we have before we do anything.
What's going on in Jupiter right now? I get asked that all the time. Are you guys playing practice games? You got some really – Max Meyer right off the bat, but what are the guys doing in Jupiter right now?
They're still working out. Jupiter is technically called our alternate training site, you know, within
gotcha.
This whole new COVID mm-hmm. COVID world.
Right.
So, you know, the remainder of our 60-player pool is up in Jupiter, at least for the next few days. You know, the new playoff rules that came out, we all sort of go into our playoff transition bubble here next week, and so it'll alter the alternate training site. But, you know, we've got Max Meyer up there, we've got Edouard Cabrera, you know, another one of our big arms, we've got JJ Blade, and, you know, that we tried to walk that line of getting our top prospects work since there was no minor league season, but then also have the layers adept to support the Major League team at the same time.
Mike, how easy was that vote, I guess, for any of the teams or all the teams in the MLB after seeing what's happened with the NBA and the NHL to get to a bubble playoff scenario, seeing that, like, no one, you know, all the negative tests that have happened for the NBA and NHL and how they've been able to get through all these games? How easy was that vote for everyone around MLB, do you think?
Well, you know, I wasn't involved at the highest level with that one, but, you know, talking from our own experience, you know, we supported it, you know, 1,000%. And I felt like, you know, after we went through what we went through the first week, you know, first few weeks of the season, that's essentially how we've existed, you know, since then. And so we know how effective it is. We know, you know, we know we're trying to play baseball during a pandemic, and anything can happen. You know, you just don't know what could lead to a positive test, other than a complete quarantine and you knowing exactly what the rest of your group is doing. And you know, we really felt like it made a lot of sense. And, you know, that's been our existence since that first series in Philly. So we know, having come out on the other end of it, that it is effective.
Mike, I got to ask you before we let you run here. I've known you a long time. You know, I've been critical of certain things you guys have done and not done, including your former boss, which it wasn't just me, as you know. What's it been like for you, man, going from that group to here, still making it, people, you know, looking at what's happened? And a lot of times, I know you can't say anything, but your former owner wanted to be also really involved in who you guys would. What's it been like for you going through the two different groups?
You know, I've been asked that question a few times, Joe, and I guess the biggest thing, you know, for me is just the commitment to winning. And, you know, that's something that is not lost on me, especially in my position. You know, we all have our bosses, and you know, you follow the objectives of your boss and the direction of your boss. But I know in our current situation with Mr. Sherman and with Derek, that, you know, they're committed to bringing championships to South Florida, and they allow us to build and do what we feel is the right thing to do to achieve that goal. And, you know, for me, it's refreshing. It really has been, you know, because, you know, we feel like we know what we're doing, and to be given the opportunity to go out and do it and then stick to it, I think, you know, resonates throughout the organization, because, you know, that's what everybody does, and that's what we're doing. That's why we sacrifice so much and we give up so much, and that's to win. And, you know, when that's not the goal, then obviously it makes it a lot tougher. But, you know, this has been a tremendous season, just to see everything that we put into this, you know, because you guys, as you said, Joe, this has been a long time coming, a long time building. And, you know, specifically with the new ownership group from 2017, you know, we lost 105 games last year. And I know people were probably getting tired of me talking about the layers of talent and the prospects and what we're doing in our system. And I was in that same boat that, you know, we needed to get better at the major league level. The people of South Florida needed to see that everything that we were saying was indeed the case. And that's really why, you know, our entire baseball operations department is proud, because, you know, everything we're saying, you're starting to see it. And that started in spring training, where you got to see him in major league camp, and you got to see how exciting and athletic and the explosive arms. And that's how you win championships. So with talented players, with frontline starting pitching, you know, we know the equation to get there. And now we've got the support to do it. You know, this run that we're on right now, you know, we plan to be in the middle of it for many years to come.
I'll tell you, Mike, it is nice. And by the way, I know we got to run, but who's ever developing these pitchers that you guys see is doing an unbelievable
it's
job.
Working.
The way these guys between 22 years old and 25 And I know there's other guys, and poor Max Meyer. Hey, I went in there at some time. Hey, Mike, don't forget about me. I'll throw it 100. Mike, thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming on, man. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks, you. Mike.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.